Tired of home headaches, leaky faucets, cluttered garages, and DIY disasters got you down? Tune in to Around the House with Eric G., your guide to simple fixes, smart upgrades, and home hacks that save time and money. Now, subscribe to our brand new YouTube channel at Around the House HQ for tips, tricks, exclusive interviews with industry-leading experts in design and construction, all in stunning 4K. Search at Around the House HQ on YouTube and hit subscribe today. Don't miss out. Make your house a home with Around the House HQ.
With the cold weather across the U.S. this weekend and into next week, it made sense for us to repost a midweek special from a year ago. Take a listen on how to best deal with those frozen pipes. Let's jump back to January of 2025.
Welcome to the Round the House Show, the next generation of home improvement. I'm Eric G. Thanks for joining today. Happy midweek. It is Wednesday. It is a wild one out there. All the politicking going around. The Southeast is freezing their butts off out there. There is so much going on. So everybody take a nice deep breath. And we are halfway to the weekend where we're going to have another 2 hours of Around the House Show this weekend. We got a great one coming up. We'll talk about that later in the week. But today I wanted to give a quick education for all of our friends here, basically in the rest of the country, except for the West Coast here. All of you in the North understand this. All of you in the South, this is new territory, and we're here to help you out today. How do you deal with pipes freezing up because your house was never built for snow in this kind of weather? So the first thing is I want to make sure that I know it's cold out there. It's going to warm up later in the week, and that's good. But really, if you've got, you know, most of the homes, it seems, are slab on grade when you get down into Florida. So you got concrete on the dirter stand, and that's what it is. That's one thing. You're probably going to be a little better off with that aspect than the houses that are on crawl spaces, and the few that have basements might be okay as well, but the crawl spaces is the big one. So if you've got that little space down there underneath the house, this is where the problems arise. So the first thing I want you to do is go around your house and make sure that all the water is flowing great, because when you're getting below freezing, a lot of these homes just didn't insulate those pipes correctly. So the one thing I would do is make sure all the faucets are running good. Make sure you're good. And then what I would do is for the next couple days, keep the heat up in the house. Keep a little bit of heat going in there. Maybe it's going to be 75. Yeah, keep it nice and warm because that's going to help radiate out, because your house probably isn't that well insulated as well down in those same areas, and see if you can help with that. See if you can keep that temperature up. Next up, if you have any crawl space vents out there, go close those up. If they don't close, tape some plastic over it, duct tape, whatever you got, just to keep that nice and airtight. So if you do get heat in there, it keeps it in. And next up, if you've got a attic space up there and your pipes are in the attic space, here's the next thing I would do. Now, this is going to be horrible for your heating bill, but it could give you enough heat to not freeze this stuff up. Go up into your attic access, crack that open so you leak heat up into that space up there. Now, that could cause other problems, so there is a risk with this. This could cause some ice damming and things like that. We're going to melt it on the roof surface. It's going to come down, hit the eaves where it's cold, and freeze back up again. So just a little bit. We just want to keep that above freezing. We don't need to open it up, so give it an inch. Probably all you need to get enough heat up there to keep that above freezing if your pipes are going through that attic space above your living area. So really, we're just trying to do that. And at night, if you're getting below freezing, make sure on all the exterior walls, if you've got a bathroom or a laundry or a kitchen sink, just crank that water on just a little bit. That way you can keep the water moving and do everything with that and keep it going good. Now, I talked about this in North Carolina a couple days ago on their news, but really, if you've got outdoor faucets with a hose hooked up to it, disconnect that. That should have been the first thing you did when you see that you're getting towards freezing. Disconnect that out there. unhook that hose, and then make sure if you've got an older house that doesn't have your traditional frost-free hose bib outside, cover up those things. You know, if you don't have any of the covers, get out there with, you know, a sweatshirt, wrap it around there until you can get some covers. That'll keep that from freezing. Now, what happens if you've got a frozen pipe? You're like, I have no water coming out of here. Well, here's the thing. If that's copper, CPVC, it's about a 50-50 chance that if you got a hard freeze, you've got a split pipe or a broken pipe someplace. Now, you're not going to find it until that ends up, you know, unthawing and opening up. And then you're going to have some repairs to be made. So if you think that you're like, hey, I've got broken pipes, or I could have, I've got at least frozen. If you can turn the heat up in the house to see if you can keep that a little bit better and see if you can unthaw it, that's one thing. But if you got a hard freeze, I would make sure, one, you know how to turn the water off at your house. Second of all, it might be smart just to turn it off, especially where we're coming out of this in a day or two, depending on your weather and where you're located. This could be the place that you want to turn the water off and go, okay, I'm going to stop the damage right now. We'll let this warm up and I'll get a plumber out there. Now, the thing you can do too is learn how to do fixing broken pipes. Now, if it's CPVC, yeah, that I hate working with that stuff. I'd much rather work with copper. CPVC is that yellow PVC pipe that's rated for household use. Problem is, it's brittle, it breaks, it splits. You could be doing a lot of work underneath there. Now, yes, you're going to cut it, prime it, glue it with the CPVC cement and stuff like that. But man, once that stuff breaks, it shatters. It's like glass. So it's not my favorite. I would much rather have copper to get down there. Now, if you're going to do a temp fix, those shark bite push to connect fittings work, but those are a temporary fix. That'll get your water back on in the house, but you want to go back down there and sweat with a torch and get that going. So I'll put a video up on our Around the House online page so you can see how to do that. I've done some videos with that in the past. I'll put one up there for you so you know how to do it. And just be careful. You don't want that torch to light something on fire. Now, one of the biggest mistakes you can do is putting big heaters under the house. And here's why. You don't want to be in the house when you're putting heaters under the house, especially when they're propane or they're diesel or whatever. If they are consuming a fuel, I don't like putting those in enclosed spaces because that can put carbon monoxide up into the house. And that also can be a huge fire danger down below too. So be very, very careful. You can create a space down there where you go down there and you make yourself sick or worse. So it's going to consume the oxygen. And second of all, here's the big one. It's going to put out carbon monoxide, which is deadly. So no heating with anything that combusts inside that's not venting it right outside like your heating system. So be really careful. If you've got something that says, hey, you can use this, like some of the kerosene heaters that say it's rated for indoors, you still have to crack a window open to bring in oxygen because it is consuming oxygen and fuel in the space. And it still does give off a little bit of carbon monoxide. So crack a window, turn on a bath fan, do something like that. So at least you're getting some fresh air in there. That's a big one right there. So just be very careful, guys, out there when you're talking about winterizing that house when you're in the middle of a storm like this. And try to keep it as warm as you can. And keep the heat up to keep things from freezing. And then pay attention to what is going on. Because if it happens this year, it could happen next year. So maybe this summer or this spring when the weather's a little bit better, you've got some projects to do around there to make sure that you're prepared for the next one. Because it's really strange. You guys down there are having the winter of a lifetime. I'm up here in the Pacific Northwest where we usually have this stuff all the time. I haven't had really one flake of snow hit the ground and stay here. And if anything, it's probably one of our driest Januaries on record. So the whole West Coast is dealing with that. Hopefully we'll get some precipitation here soon so we can get California out of this wildfire situation and the rest of us from sliding into that same one because it has been dry. So hopefully we can get that dialed in. All right, everybody, if you want to find out more about us, head over to AroundTheHouseOnline.com. And all you podcast listeners, for just $4 a month, you can sit here and get all of our shows commercial free. And then you have access to the back catalog as well. Now, this is a big one. You get the show 2 days early, so you would get it.
If I could dream it.
Is your website losing you money instead of making it? Slow load times, outdated design, or a clunky mobile experience could be driving those customers away. At SiteHypeDesigns.com, we turn bad websites into high-performing, customer-winning machines. Our expert designers create sleek, fast, and SEO-optimized sites that don't just look good. They convert visitors into paying customers. Don't let a weak website hold you back. Visit SiteHypeDesigns.com today for a free website audit and discover how we can take your business to the next level. SiteHypeDesigns.com. Websites that work as hard as you do.
For our Around the House listeners, use promo code Eric G for a free website audit and a free half-hour consultation call.
Hey folks, Jim here, producer of Around the House Show. You're loving the audio tips right now, but here's something new. Our full-length episodes and expert interviews are now on YouTube as video, so you can watch the demos, tool close-ups, and guest interviews, or just hit play and listen like a regular podcast. Just search Around the House Show on YouTube, hit that red subscribe button, and turn on notifications. It's free. And you'll get the best of both worlds, visual how-tos when you want them, audio when you're on the go. Don't forget to subscribe on your podcast app too. Thanks. And now back to the show.
Thursday at the regular release time instead of Saturday. So you can hear it early right there. And who doesn't like commercial free? All right, everybody. I'm Eric G. Thanks for tuning into Around the House. Stay safe out there. Keep your head up. It's going to be a great weekend coming up. Let's enjoy it. We'll see you Saturday.
Love song, let's be lovers. We're all over the radio. Take my hand, I know where to go. All over the radio with you.
Hey, it's Eric G from Around the House. Quick favor. If you're enjoying the show, the absolute best way you can support us is by leaving a quick review on your favorite podcast player. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, whatever you're listening to. It literally takes 30 seconds, and here's why it matters so much to us. Those reviews help new listeners discover the podcast. Tell the algorithms we're worth recommending, and give us the feedback we need to bring you even better episodes. More of the topics you love, and guests that actually move the needle for you. That helps us help you. It's as simple as that. So if the show's been useful, funny, or just made your day a little better, pop over right now, drop a star rating, and a couple of sentences. We'll be genuinely grateful. Thanks for being a part of the Around the House crew, and let's keep that conversation going.